Massive protests over catastrophic climate change build the movement for the next walkout on the 12th of April. Fight for a socialist alternative to capitalism on the 15th of March. In 1,000 cities and 100 countries, millions went on strike and demonstrated against the huge threat to the environment and human populations posed by rapid climate change. These protests, against the failure of capitalist governments to agree meaningful environmental policies, were led by young people, in particular school students. This is the generation which will bear the brunt of catastrophic global warming due to greenhouse gas emissions from profit-driven capitalist industry, transport and agriculture. The Socialist Party and youth groups Socialist Students and Young Socialists, along with our socialist counterparts internationally and the Committee for a Workers International, see reports on socialistworld.net, played an important role in building the 15th of March protests, and will continue this effort in the next round of protests. Below, the Socialist carries the 15th of March reports from around Britain, and Socialist Students National Organiser Thea Sherif presents a socialist strategy for developing the youth strike protest movement. See also socialiststudents.org.uk, Thea Sherif. Socialist Students National Organizer Socialist Students is calling for the creation of school and college student unions to help students coordinate their next walkouts on the 12th of April, and, importantly, to defend the right to protest. Hundreds of students signed up to Socialist Students for help with setting up such unions in the run-up to the 12th of April. Socialist Students also wants to take the movement forward by linking it in struggle with the working class majority in society. Students pointed out on our open mic in London that it will overwhelmingly be working and middle class people who pay the heaviest price if climate change continues unabated through food and water shortages and climate related poverty. The super rich, including last year the Kardashian Wests in California, have the resources to protect their property, hiring private fire services to keep their mansions safe from wildfires. Working class and young people are not so fortunate under similar circumstances. That's why Socialist Students is calling for the trade unions to help organize and steward local protests on the next round of school strikes. In London, well over 200 students left their details with Socialist Students to be put in touch with local trade unions and trade union councils for assistance with organizing joint students and workers demonstrations against climate change in their local areas and towns. Socialist Students is now setting out to officially establish local student unions to help organize students who want to build this movement, and will be looking to hold founding meetings of student unions over the coming weeks. But we now must extend our movement by appealing to the trade unions, through new student unions, or as Socialist Students, to weigh in on this battle. We want to put central to this movement our demand that the Tory government is kicked out and replaced with a Corbyn-led government, a government which nationalizes, under democratic workers' control and management, the big polluters, the energy companies, and the commanding heights of the economy as a matter of urgency, to introduce a socialist economic plan to halt and reverse climate change.